Let's get into the money for Tuesday morning from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Spending like drunks.
Like there's no tomorrow, honestly. Yep, yesterday saw the release of fourth quarter retail sales report. That comes out of Stats New Zealand. Now, this fourth quarter report comes on the back of a reasonably subdued third quarter report. And I think the consensus expectations reflected some of the thinking that perhaps that subdued tone would continue into the fourth quarter. How wrong that was, Mike. It was a cracker. And funny how we were recently looking at the latest US data actually on these retail sales, and they had a shocker of a number, fell 1.2% in a month, but none of that negative rubbish in God's own, Mike. The market, we were expecting a quarterly rise around 0.5. There was a bit of a range in those expectations, though. Some were a little bit lower. The actual retail sales volumes came out at a seasonally adjusted 1.7%, so massively higher than expectations. Year on year, you're now looking at 3.5% growth. That's pretty robust. They revised up the September quarter as well. So make a couple of observations about this, Mike. First, why? I mean, where do we get that? Why did we get such a strong bounce? And I think you've probably got to land on things like lower fuel prices, buoyant jobs market, but also the government assistance packages that are aimed at those lower income families. So look, it should have been a good Christmas for retailers, I would have thought. Look, this has also played out, and somebody, I saw one of the economists make this observation yesterday, and this was played out in the context of softening house price growth, particularly in places like Auckland. And, you know, usually you get these retail sales lift when we have that wealth effect of higher house prices. So we're seeing a little bit of divergence there, which is interesting. Look, volumes in 11 of the 15 subgroups rose. Strong increases in pharmaceuticals, food and beverages. Mike, you can always tell when the economy's going well because there's plenty of eating and drinking. And got obviously supported by strong inbound tourism market as well. So the tourists come in and they eat and they drink. What does it mean for GDP? Positive. Positive factor for GDP. So. Good numbers all round.
Well, I thought so. Reporting season to Freightways. I didn't see Freightways. They must have been good. They're always good.
Yeah. So it's always a bit of a barometer on sort of broader economic activity. Yesterday we had Freightways, Chorus, and MetLife Care. Over the rest of the week, we've got the power companies, Mercury, Genesis, Tourism Holdings, Scales, and of course Air New Zealand with those cheaper fares announcement yesterday. Although the times I travel, they never seem to benefit from those cheap fares. Anyway, Freightways, modest rise in the share price yesterday after the result. It's up 9 cents, closed at $7.90, just over 1% rise following the result. Had bottomed out around $6.80. Share price had spiked above $8 recently, but they lifted their first half profit to $33 million, 6% rise, probably around expectations, and that probably explains the lackluster market reaction, Mike.
Okay, and how are we going in Australia, across the Tasman?
Yeah, briefly, the Australian reporting season, you know, there's lots of exposure to Australian shares for New Zealand investors. We sort of tend to see it almost as part of the home market. CommSec, the big Aussie broker, they've had done a bit of an analysis. 113 of the ASX 200 constituents have reported. They're mostly interim half-year results. Revenue's up about 5%, expenses up a little bit more, 6%. Bright spot is dividends. They're up strongly 14%. But overall, corporate Australia perhaps not doing as well as it was a year ago.
Yeah.
And that's unsurprising, I suppose, given the external negative influences through the latter part of 2018. But only about 50% have lifted their profit from a year ago. But, you know, the Australian share market it's bounced back. It's just under 6,200. The high last year was 6,352. So, look, they're participating in the great 2019 share market rally so far, Mike. So, look, it's been an okay reporting season so far. Nothing outstanding.
What are the numbers?
Yeah, the US market's actually looking good this morning. Dow Jones 26,206, it's up 175 points. So they're challenging, getting back towards the previous highs there. S&P 500 2808, up 0.6%, and the Nasdaq 7585, or up 0.75%. So pretty good. FTSE 100 7183, up 5. The Nikkei 21528, up 103, that's about 0.5%, and an absolute storming performance on the Shanghai Composite yesterday in China. They're up 157 points, closed at 2961, that's just under a 6% gain. ASX 200, 6186, up 19 yesterday, and the NZX 50, we're up 35, 0.38% 9344. So all rosy in share market world. On the currencies, 0.6885 against the US, 0.9602 against the Aussie, 0.6065 euro, 0.5270 pounds, 76.46 yen. Gold, $1,327, down $1.90 there. And Brent crude off a little bit, off $2 at $64.93.
Yeah, great day, mate. See you middle of the week. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, here and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.